Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord that we're able to be together again as we continue a message I'm entitled, Dew Upon Zion. And we have been looking at a Psalm of David, Psalm 133. It's just three verses, so I'll read it again. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirts of his garment, as the dew of Hermon, as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. Praise God. And so what we want to do is understand what the Lord is telling us through these short three verses of Scripture. And there is a literary term used. It's a simile. It's a comparison of two unlike things. And so the unity that God's people should enjoy, that's good, that's pleasant, that's excellent, it's delightful and precious and righteous. When God's people experience that kind of unity, it is compared to the anointing oil, the precious oil that went down on atop of Aaron's head, down to his beard, and even down to the very bottom of his garments. And then there's another comparison. A simile uses the words like or as the dew of heaven. The dew of Hermon, as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion. There the Lord commanded the blessing, His blessing, even life forevermore. And that's true, eventually, eternally, but it is the life, the blessing of God that we can experience now. And that is God's plan and purpose for us. In this life, He takes pleasure in the prosperity of His servant. And when you hear that, it's just not referring to financial or material blessings. It refers to spiritual blessings. Beloved, I wish above all things thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. And so, as I shared a little bit when I introduced this message yesterday, that dew is a very important thing, especially in the Middle East. In fact, if it wasn't for the dew, a lot of the plants wouldn't survive. And it happens to be abundant there in the Middle East, where there's a great temperature difference, that highly heated air during the daytime. When it cools down at night, heat is dissipated, the air cools down, there's an excessive moisture in the air, and it falls as dew upon plants, upon the ground. And so it's very, very critical and important in the natural cycle. And it ultimately, of course, affects man, because that is a source of his sustenance, both he and the animal world. And so what we see is that there's a merciful providence of God in the dew. That's true naturally. And as I brought yesterday's broadcast to a close, Moses, when he blessed Joseph, he said, "May the Lord bless his land with a precious dew from heaven above and with the deep waters that lie below. It forms imperceptibly at night from the clouds, and it is called the dew of heaven." Let me share with you Daniel, the 4th chapter, verse 15. And if you recall, this is the experience of Nebuchadnezzar, who was the great king over many people, many languages, and he lifted himself. He was proud, and there was a vision that was given to Daniel, and He said, the word of the Lord was, hew down the tree, cut off the branches, shake off its leaves. And in the 15th verse, it says, nevertheless, leave the stump of his roots in the earth, even with a band of iron and brass, in the tender grass of the field, and let it be wet with the dew of heaven, and let his portion be with the beasts in the grass of the earth. Let his heart be changed from man's, and let a beast's heart be given unto him, and let seven times pass over him. That was years. Well, he learned the lesson at the end of 7 years to give glory alone to God. And so in this this actual physical dew, there's a comparison being made to God's blessing and goodness, but it also has a figurative use. It's like a metaphor. It's a, you know, when we say the word, out of your innermost being, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water, that's a metaphor. Water is not literally, literal water is not coming out of believers' bellies, but in the spirit, it truly is. And so, figuratively, the use of the word do in Scripture refers to prosperity of all kinds, spiritual, physical, material. Job said in Job 29 and 19, my root was spread out by the waters, and the dew lay all night upon my branch. It refers also to freshness and energy. And in Psalm 110, verse 3, it's talking about Christ. Thou hast the dew of thy youth. Praise God. And then, of course, it also can refer to eloquent speech, distilling at as the dew. In Deuteronomy, the 32nd chapter, verse 2, there is a recording of what is called Moses' song. And there, I'm quoting, my doctrine shall drop as the rain, and my speech shall distill as the dew. And in Isaiah, the 18th chapter, verse 4, it has a refreshing and vivifying effect. In other words, it brings life. It stirs. It is sustenance. It is a refreshing. And in Isaiah 18, it says, this is what the Lord says to me. I will remain quiet, and I will look on from my dwelling place like shimmering heat in the sunshine, like a cloud of dew in the heat of harvest. So let's now go back to the psalm. What is the Lord saying here? He is saying that unity brings the anointing presence of God, his anointing, his presence, which of course is the anointing, and the dew. And that's why it is so important, the principle of unity throughout the Word of God. You know, when I'm thinking in Proverbs, when it talks about the seven things that God hates, or seven are an abomination to him, the last is, he that sows discord among the brethren. God hates that because it is in you. I mean, heaven is a place of absolute joyous unity. There's no discordant notes. Why? Because everyone redeemed there, and the faithful God-fearing angels, they understand that God is the creator of all. He is worthy of worship. He's altogether beautiful and lovely. There's no unrighteousness in him. He's a God of grace and mercy. And there's total unity. There is total accord. There's no discord of any kind in the heavenly realms. And so in this natural world in which we're living, unity is so important for the church, not only on a personal level, but also corporately, that we can fulfill the cause of Christ. Because look at the world, there's such disunity, there's such lack of seeing eye to eye. Everyone has their own opinion. Like the, what does the book of Joseph say? Every man did what was right in his own eyes. And, you know, we look at the example of the Tower of Babel. The Lord Lord had to actually come down and confound the languages because they were in such accord, such agreement, that he was indicating they would succeed in their purposes. So that's why he came down to prevent that from occurring. That's the power of agreement. So when I invite you, I'm generally at the end of every broadcast, and I say there's power in agreeing prayer, beloved, there is. I will agree with what you are saying according to the Word of God, and the answer will be given in the Lord's time. Sometimes he does it immediately. Sometimes it's miraculous. Sometimes it's just like in the Bible, Jesus healed some, but it was a process. Not every miracle Jesus did was instantaneous. As they went on their way, they were healed. So, let me share another scripture. Proverbs 19 and 12 says, "The king's wrath is as the roaring of a lion, but his favor is as dew upon the grass." And in old Germany, peasants believed that there was a supernatural power in loaves that were baked on Christmas if the dough was moistened with the dew of Christmas night. They considered this dew sacred, and it was sung in the Advent Vespers as "Come down, dew." The dew, of course, being Christ. And as that's a reference, actually, to Psalm 133, the anointing oil that went down upon Aaron's head, down his beard, into the skirts of his garment. And so we are so blessed to know that God wants to refresh. He wants to refresh his people. His favor, his blessing is upon us. And some of you really need a refreshing from the Lord. There are times that, you know, I've prayed and I said, God, I just need your touch. And this is the purpose of the power of agreement. There is unity, there's anointing, and God brings answers. So I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. I will respond by letter. And if you email it conveniently for you, then I will confirm and pray. But if you'd like a personal answer, I invite you to share your mailing address, which will never be shared. And as I close this broadcast, I want you to know, as I say frequently, because it's a part of my daily regimen, I pray not only for partners, my natural family, but also my spiritual family, which I consider my radio family who listen. So I invite you to write. And if you feel the unction of the Holy Spirit, then I do advise you to do it, because he has a purpose for you in doing so. And there may be a word in season that you just need to hear, whether it's teaching or scripture or prophecy, whatever. I invite you to write. The announcer will share that contact information. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.